4CEFO at TFW Mobile. How was your day?
Day on event. Can't explain it all. Yours?
I can't explain myself. Well, I'd honestly say it was kind of boring, but we were working on trying to cut a station. You know, we got run lean, and that's always grueling and just makes you want to pull your hair out. But other than that, it wasn't a bad day.
And the governor over there today and that making your big announcement. Electric car or something like
that. I figured. With the governor there and all the other big wigs and board members, it had to be something like that.
It was pretty high up there in the money that they were going to drop into the economy for it.
I think if the last figure I saw, and I'm sure it'll change, but it was over 400-something million just to build the expansion.
I think it was bigger than that, but maybe not.
Offered in more, you know, not just construction costs, but parts suppliers, new jobs created. I'm sure it was quite a sizable amount.
And robots to run that stuff so that you can't get no people.
I know. Maybe we'll get the one from Tesla that's supposed to be able to pick up boxes and stuff.
Need people to keep the robot fed, right?
Definitely. Some visitors spent all morning cleaning up for them, and then nobody ever came out. They just did the little song and dance and little press conference, and that was it.
I think shine demolished just in case, right?
I mean, we even had the little portable Zamboni out and scrubbing floors.
Heavier than normal today.
Too bad, but it's...
I'm getting ready to get in a bad spot. KN4, TFW. Not that it's being pretty good right now at all myself.
On that rotor this weekend, do you want that TV rotor that I got now?
I'm trying to mess with it.
Well, I mean, it works. It's one of the newer RCA ones. I mean, it's got a little remote. You can hit the button on it, and it'll go to the next thing. You can turn dipoles with it.
Yeah, but I probably better pass. These are going to shoot me if I bring home another project.
We'll have to send the guy a message tomorrow and see if he's still got it. And I guess I'll ride Saturday. Either Saturday or Sunday and go get it if he still has it.
Scratchy and just barely making the repeater.
I'm making it, but I mean, there's definitely some something in there. I mean, they're static in the background, basically, some white noise.
Well, it's signal on you from the repeater at all.
Five, if you want to.
Boy, I just was wondering if it was just me.
Yeah, if I'm making an M fine, then yeah, it might be. There ain't no telling, but yeah, there's a little bit of white noise, some crackling in the background every once in a while, but I mean, I can still understand everything you're saying.
Thanks.
4CRG Mobile.
DFW, the name yours again.
Evening there, Kent. This is Robert over in Bowling Springs, South Carolina. How you doing today?
Well, just motoring on home from up there in Spartanburg, and then I'm in here with Andrew.
4CF.
Well, we're doing the same thing, motoring on home, no doubt. Didn't mean to interrupt your conversation.
Anything, or we always, the more the merrier, just come on in here.
Looking at it in Spartanburg.
It's at Road, a chemical plant called Lubrizol.
Yeah, I'm over here at Innovative Fibers over here at Little John Street, kind of right off 29 Westgate area. right down from Ty-Tex. Hard to find people to work as much as we are.
I know Andrew's short and everybody's short. You just can't find anybody. I mean, you interview a bunch, and I mean, we got a real strict background check you got to pass, and then even when you pass the background check, they don't show up.
Problem over there where we at. We just can't find anybody. It's kind of ridiculous. I guess everybody's going like Michelin, BMW, or something like that. We can't find no production workers.
At BMW, we have just as many issues as everybody else. It's crazy. People don't want work.
Yeah, that's the truth. I think the government just needs to keep on giving them more money. They can just stay home free, I guess. I don't know what the heck's wrong with the world these days. It was crazy. I don't know. I'm going to get off here. About here at home, 20. 73 City. Y'all have a good KQ4 CRG. We back quiet.
Good to meet you. Come back in here anytime. KN4 TFW.
Join us again sometime. KO4 CF. My tractor trailer.
One of those. He was just real impatient. And if it was 6-inch clearance, he'd go ahead and go.
That portion of 85, and the guy comes over from the far left lane, and he's just coming on over. I had to hurry up and jerk it over to get away from him, and then he straightened it back up and stayed in the middle lane. I don't mind. I wanted to jump on the CB, but I don't think it would do any good.
Understand English.
Days with the truck drivers.
Overroad drivers, the weekend in, they're Russian or from Saudi Arabia or up from Canada, and that's definitely not American for sure.
Buddy said the exact same thing. He does long haul, and he was saying most of the guys, they don't speak English, and they do, they barely speak it, they don't get on the CB and stuff.
Today, and they, when they get to where they're going, they just show you their phone and show you their freight numbers, and that you're supposed to figure it out from that.
Because they keep doing it, I'm sure.
On the way they back up, and that, I don't know how they make it to where they're going.
Yeah, that's, I guess Benor does all right. I mean, those guys, they can do that short route all the time, but then they got the yard dogs. That's probably why they got them. That way they don't have to worry about the truckers not being able to do it.
Well, we got to get trailers swapped around. We got a company that comes in and moves some for us, or sometimes one of the drivers that are, he's just got to sit for several hours to wait for us to get him unloaded, especially the tankers. They'll unhook and move stuff for us.
Not even really a full tractor trailer. It's just like a half of a cab and four wheels, and those guys, they call them dogs, and that's all they do all day long, just move trailers around the lot.
You ain't even hardly got to get out. It'll lift it up and everything, and you ain't got to pull the dollies up.
You do it before, especially at night. I don't know if they're supposed to do it or not, but I guess they can raise the attachment point up and down. So they'll just hook up the brakes to it, climb back in the truck, just raise it up where it's at, drag it off. I guess they just set it back down and unhook it. I guess that's all that matters at the end of the day, right?
We had all the time with the yard truck over at our place I left. They had to pick them up and take them about a half mile down the road.
I don't think I'd ever want to do it. I couldn't imagine. Like I said, my buddy drives long haul, and I couldn't do what he does. But the guys that stay local, they just flat rate per hour. Like the Benor drivers, they don't make anything per mile. It's just flat rate.
I used to do it a long time ago, back in the early 80s. I enjoyed it, and then especially if you had ham radio, you could really, chit-chat going down the road, and it'd be nice.
Good job for it. CB is, I don't know, it's so weird. It's turned into a weird thing, but I think it was that way back in the 80s, too. I mean, I remember talking on the CB as a kid. It was pretty rough back then as well. But I don't know. I can definitely see that. I keep trying to talk my buddy into getting his license, but he just won't do it.
That just scares a bunch of them. Having to take a test, most of them ain't haven't taken the test in 30 years since they've been out of school, right?
The part is, it's not bad. I mean, I was really surprised by the general. I was scared to death of it, thinking that I was maybe going to pass, but, you know, I had my doubts on certain questions, and then I did a lot better than I thought I did, so I was really surprised. That was one thing I liked about taking it online is you actually saw your score when you were done with it. I took my technicians, and they don't tell you nothing. They took it, scored it, and was like, all right, you passed. Here's your card.
I did better on my general than I did on my other one, but I went to the class. I took the class in person for the general. That really helped me out.
An option for me, but unfortunately, you know, COVID got rid of all that. Turned out all right. I got it. I don't know about the extra, though. I still ain't even cracked the book open on that thing.
Hit me up for the extra. We were just getting, I think maybe we were a couple of chapters in the extra when COVID hit.
Covered from.
Found out a lot more about it, how much of a joke it was.
Get a trash can right before home.
I was going past that electronic sign.
A mile from the house, and I'm stuck in traffic.
It works out that way, right?
There's a wreck or what? It ain't no telling.
That extra traffic, I know 85 northbound looked like it was dead stopped up there by where I get on.
I can't usually see it this bad, but it could be. It is about that time everybody's kind of coming home.
Getting home.
House. I mean, I could throw a rock right now and just about hit the house.
Hey, with Eric going to work this morning, he got down there close to Bellum Road and the traffic just stopped and his thing said his GPS said he had another hour and a half to go to get to work.
Yep.
It started clearing up pretty quick. I mean, it was like when I was going down through there, they were doing something in the left lane, but they were rolling, you know what I mean? So the closure was rolling. And then when they got done, he might have been just picking up the cones. And then as soon as they got them picked up, you know, the lane was open.
One time, I think I was working night shift at the time. And when they were closing down 85 every so often, they put cones out. And I'll be darned if I wasn't the first person. They stopped. They had the police out there. And they would follow them while they put cones out. Like, oh my God, are you serious? It's horrible
to find that. Wrecked car turned in front of another one here on Wade Hampton.
Wade Hampton every day. So you and the wife, y'all got any plans for the weekend now that she's not working?
Weekend, I don't think. I know the gun show's in town. But I don't think we really have plans this weekend, but we're going next weekend. We're going to see the daughter in Kentucky.
Halloween?
Back on Sunday. We'll be back down here for Halloween.
I guess we're leaving out that weekend and coming back either Monday or Tuesday. I can't remember. I was at Boy Scouts last night. They were talking about a winter camping. I've been wanting to do one, but it's, you know, it's in December. It's like, oh, it's this date. And then I get home, tell the wife. She's like, oh, that's when we were leaving for the beach. I'm like, God almighty.
Probably 15 years ago, we used to have, you know, 125 kids for Halloween come by the house. Now, if you come by, you can get it.
good for Halloween, man. The kids rack up, but I think my oldest son, he's 14. I think he says he's done. He's not going to do it this year. Place by here, and since we've been to Lakewood, we rack up down there because it's just a bunch of campers and people handing out candy, but now my oldest son says he's not doing it. I'm sitting here looking. It must be a new Toyota Tundra truck. And boy, that's about a gosh awful ugly truck. That up, I hadn't seen those. It is, looks ugly. It looks like one of them Chevrolet, the hood, you know, the grill that sticks feet off. A car or a truck or whatever, you're just like, what were they thinking when they designed it? And we've had BMWs at work, and I've said the exact same thing. Getty style that everybody likes and everything, and it's a really good seller, and then they go ahead and change it. About updating the look, which is funny, because I was on the way home, and I saw one of the original X5s, and I'm sitting there looking at it, I'm like, oh my God, that thing was actually pretty ugly compared to what we got now. The days when I was in school, you know, the Fords, they changed the grill and the headlights, and then the Jeeps were pretty much all the same, you know what I mean, for years and years and years. They were really good sellers. It's surprising how popular they are now. I mean, you know, I thought about one. I was telling the wife at one point in time, like, you know, a Jeep would look good. You put an antenna on it or a couple antennas, I said, it'd really look good. It'd be a good truck for it or a good vehicle. But then every time you turn around, you see one everywhere nowadays. They're about as many as the BMW. I mean, it's just crazy right now. KO4, see ya. DFW, does traffic start moving yet? I was poking along about 5 miles an hour. I'm about 100 yards from my neighborhood now, but looks like it's just, I don't know. I'm speeding up now, and I don't know why. People cutting through trying to avoid something. My lines. God darn it. I hope I don't have to drive through it. We'll see, but it looks like I am. So, Ken, I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. We're turning into the neighborhood, I'm turning into the neighborhood. So, I will holler at you in the morning. You have a great evening, you and the wife, and hopefully we'll definitely talk to you in the morning. KO4 CF, and I'll be clear on your phone. Have a good evening, you and the family, and I'll catch you in the morning. KO4 GFW.